was mentioned this morning. We talked about transparency, and we really appreciated the notion this morning of keeping the long view and generating excitement for what we want to do and having the conversations around the very galvanizing and exciting programs and projects that we're planning for. In terms of the campuses working together, certainly the discussion of the vision and missions and clarification is important, working collectively to address the funding model, needing more opportunities to work together, but again, appreciating, again, what was said this morning about supporting and facilitating organic growth and organic collaborations. There was a mention of actually faculty between among the three campuses and exchanging faculty from time to time that actually builds better understanding among the campuses and, in fact, a shared commitment to the success of each of the institutions. And then lastly, figuring out how to have the difficult conversations among us. So thank you.
Yellow Group, we would like to just hear from Dr. Wheeler.
Well, thank you. Our group had a rather stirring conversation. With regard to question number one, and the panelists from President Duderstadt, we had a lot of discussion about UIC leveraging UIUC to gain AAU designation, and was that a legitimate aspiration? And we all believe that it was a realistic and worthwhile endeavor. One of the big things we also talked about, and I do remember I have tenure, Bob, who are we and what do we call it? And are we a system? You know, and how are we going to deal with that issue? We discussed a little bit the unwillingness of the states to fund higher ed and what that was going to mean to us in the funding model and how that's going to change over time. From President Faulkner, we talked about shared governance, and it was really good to hear an outside perspective. We discussed that, and we believe that there's a healthy respect that needs to exist between the parties, and there's some trust that needs to be developed, and that relationship can be developed, and we can make decisions more effectively together. We also discussed that the importance of having students involved in the shared governance process, and I know on some of our campuses that's an important activity. We spent some time on timely decisions, and one of the questions that I ask is, you know, are our processes robust? And if they are, then they should stand the ability to make some timely decisions, and making a decision and then working out the details later potentially is something that with this trust established that we can do. Being agile was certainly something that was important to us. And the other aspect is faculty need to feel valued in this shared governance process, and as we value our administrators, you know, likewise, the other side of the coin. Most of the discussion was from President DeLauder about the challenge of approaching admissions in a different way, and we probably spent most of our time talking about this one. And you know, are we ready to think about a different admissions approach? And is it time? And should we address that? And I think the feeling in our group was yes, we should at least begin to have some of those conversations. With regard to major priorities, collaboration between the three campuses, we thought was very important. Access and affordability to an education on all three campuses was a critical aspect. Again, back to how do we admit students to begin that conversation, and duplication of programs. It's time to start thinking about that and how we go forward and address that issue. With regard to encouraging faculty enthusiasm, and the major point was faculty are driven by innovation. They value this, but it's very hard to do when the budget won't support it. So how do we foster innovation and the enthusiasm of the faculty? I think also that our group wanted to recognize the faculty's passion and dedication to the institution. Many people spend their whole careers here, and if you look across the country, that's not necessarily the case at big institutions. That dedication